Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has announced a change in the mission of his flagship company, a change he says will make the world a better place. The new mission, according to a company statement, is to give people the power to build community and bring the world closer together. The new tool for bringing world peace and harmony is something called Facebook Groups. There are apparently some 300 currently existing groups addressing various social, economic, and political issues and topics. Well, you'll need to excuse me if I seem a bit underwhelmed, but we've heard this kind of thing before, and it seems the world has become a lot more uncivil and divisive with every new technology, application, and upgrade. I remember when radio, then television, then the internet itself were going to link the world into a vast global village, a phrase that can be traced back to Marshall McLuhan in the early 1960s. In fact, McLuhan described the internet, although not with that term, as an extension of consciousness, some 30 years before the internet became commercialized. I would like to propose that it is the technology itself that is making us more uncivil and disconnected. Rather than debate and question, we turn to the internet for immediate answers, even if those answers are wrong. Harking all the way back to Machiavelli and his book, The Prince, today it seems it's more important that you appear to know something rather than having actual knowledge. Appearances have taken the place of reality. Those feelings are not going to go away simply because we can join an online discussion group. Back in the pre-internet days, someone asked, "Is it always right to be right?" The rhetorical answer was, "No, sometimes it's okay to be wrong." Apparently, that's a lesson we still need to learn. I'm Larry Burris.